Strike action is always a very last resort. In my own union, we took 3-day strike action earlier on this year over changes to the civil service compensation scheme. I mean, what that is that if somebody is made redundant or if somebody is given early retirement, etc., they actually get a compensation payment for that. What was done to that was being cut to and being capped at a very, very low rate, which would disadvantage a lot of people if they were to actually make huge redundancies in the public sector. Now, clearly, they are now going to do that. One of the other things that the Tory, the Con Dem government, has actually announced in the last couple of weeks is that they are going to ignore the judicial review that took place over the Labour's ideas around the civil service compensation scheme, and they're actually trying to change the law, and they've actually put a bill through Parliament to actually change that so they can actually cut it further than the Labour Party wanted to. We took strike action earlier on in the year. I'm sure we'll take it again over that. There's also a tax on our pensions. We're currently facing a pay freeze, as are a lot of people across the public sector. As I say, strike action is not something we want to do. We would rather negotiate, but I think in the climate that we're in, we have no other option than to fight. And I think, looking at the scale of the cuts, if we don't actually fight it, if we don't actually take those actions, then it's quite clear that our public service is going to be devastated. And that's not just going to affect the people who are going to lose their jobs, that's going to affect the people that use those services as well.